You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey there, Sooners Nation. This is the Locked On Sooners podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams. And today we're going to talk a little bit about Oklahoma's loss to Kansas State. We're going to spend a little bit of time going through some awards, some news and notes in the second segment. And in the third segment, we're going to talk about a few things happening with the Oklahoma Sooners football team, some things to look forward to for the spring, and a player that's heading into the transfer portal. But yeah, let's talk about Oklahoma loss to Kansas State. They fall 62-57 in a game that Oklahoma had control of down the stretch. They were up by five with less than 4 minutes to play, and Kansas State just went on a run, man. They went on an 11-0 run, and Oklahoma really didn't have much of an answer. They kind of lost control of the game in the final few minutes of that half, of the second half, and couldn't really find a way back into it. Kansas State just had more efficiency. They were better. They're shooting the ball better, playing better defense. Oklahoma couldn't get a stop, really. And even though Austin Reeves had 23 points, 4 rebounds, and an assist, again, didn't get much help from anyone else. You know, Emoji Gibson only had 7 points, did have 11 rebounds. It was just one of those games where there wasn't really a whole lot going well for the Sooners, especially down the stretch of the game. And, it happens. You know, the Sooners, they've been on a tear lately. They've won some big basketball games. They played a lot of really close basketball games. And you know, you're not going to win them all. I mean, even the best teams, they drop one here and there at times. And obviously, if you're Gonzaga, you're Baylor, you've been really good and you're not losing many basketball games. But you know, the Big 12 is a deep conference. They play really good basketball all throughout. But I don't think this should really disrupt anybody's thoughts or intentions about what Oklahoma can be this season heading into the Big 12 tournament. I mean, they've got a few games left to continue to solidify their place as the second seed in the Big 12 tournament. And I think they'll rebound. They'll bounce back from this matchup, this game. It was a tough loss. They hadn't won in Kansas State since, I think I saw something like 2011 was the last time they won in Manhattan, which is, you know, it's kind of odd. Like, they've had such difficulty winning in, you know, Manhattan. And then before that in Ames, Iowa against Iowa State, and just haven't necessarily been a really good road team. They've had their struggles on the road. You know, we saw the loss at Texas Tech in Lubbock. They had to go to several overtimes to beat West Virginia a couple Saturdays ago, or last Saturday. And, it's a team that is still, you know, improving. They still have some deficiencies. You know, if they're not hitting their shots, if their secondary scores aren't hitting shots, then it's going to be difficult for them to win games, especially down the stretch. If it's only Austin Reeves that's able to hit shots and making plays, then it's going to be really tough for the Sooners. They've got to have, you know, guys like Elijah Harkless and Emoji Gibson hitting those shots and making plays down the stretch. You can't just all be Austin Reeves. You know, even the great teams in the past, the NBA or even college, had guys that they could rely on for secondary scoring, but the Sooners just didn't have that against Kansas State last night. But again, we think they'll bounce back. I think it's a team that's still really strong. They still got, you know, streaky shooters. They've got good shooters. They just need to be able to hit those shots when called upon, because it can't just be Austin Reeves doing what's needed for the Sooners. He's great. He's been a great player for the Sooners. He's their MVP on the season so far, but you got to have somebody else step up. It can't just be a one-man basketball team. Again, we're still optimistic about Oklahoma's opportunity and their potential this season for how far they can go. They're going to have to improve. They're going to have to get better, and they're going to have a lot more challenges down the stretch. I mean, this is not a conference where you have many gimmies. There's not going to be very many easy wins in the Big 12 conference, especially when you get to the tournament time. And so they're going to have to kind of continue to stay on their game, stay on point, and we'll see what happens. Currently still being projected, or at least before the game yesterday, they were being projected as a number 2 seed in the NCAA tournament, which is huge. Anytime that you can improve your seeding projection, that's going to be huge for the Sooners. We'll see if they're able to continue to hold on to that number 2 spot. It'll take them, having a bounce back win, getting a few more W's down the stretch, and having a good showing in the Big 12 tournament in order for them to lock up a 2 seed in the NCAA tournament. But they still got the potential. They still got a lot of opportunity for them. This Saturday, they got a big matchup against Cade Cunningham and the Oklahoma State Cowboys. And it'll be a good opportunity for them to show that, you know, the loss to Kansas State was a fluke. And they can, if they can bounce back and they can win that game, it'll kind of just put them on the right track, just heading down the stretch. They got a few more games. So they will now play Texas on March 4th. It was a game originally supposed to be played back on February 16th, but all the weather that hit Oklahoma and Texas caused that to be postponed and then later canceled. And then it was also announced that Oklahoma's home game against Baylor, which was originally scheduled for February the 10th, will not be rescheduled. So a few news and notes there on Oklahoma's women's basketball. We'll come back after the break and we'll talk a little bit about some awards that were handed out to a few Oklahoma Sooners across different sports. We want to make sure we give them a shout out and highlight their performances this week in the Big 12. And we'll do that next here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. But first, let me talk to you a little bit about Built Bar. If you have not tried Built Bar, you are missing out on the best protein bar ever. It's 100% covered in chocolate. We've got 18 great flavors. They've got even special flavors that they're rolling out each week. So don't hesitate. Go to builtbar.com. Use the promo code Locked On. Save 20% off your next order, because this is a great protein bar for meal replacement. If you need a sweet treat, you need a snack, it's awesome for that. They've got 18 grams of protein, only 4 or 5 grams of sugar in most of these bars. Excellent, excellent protein to sugar ratio. I eat one just about every day. I have it for breakfast, or I'll use it for a meal replacement for lunch. And it's just fantastic. You will not be disappointed. My favorites are currently the peanut butter brownie. I love that peanut butter brownie flavor. That peanut butter chocolate flavor is one of my favorite flavors in all of candy. And they hit it out of the park with that one. Also love that coconut almond. You cannot go wrong with the German chocolate cake either. So make sure you go to builtbar.com. Use the promo code Locked On. Save 20% off your next order at builtbar.com. And today on the Locked On Today podcast, Tiger Woods has been hospitalized after a car crash early Tuesday morning. Host Peter Bukowski gives you the latest details. So get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get your podcasts. And now let's highlight a few Oklahoma Sooners that were named to Big 12 teams this week. Women's gymnastics, again, had another really good week, good showing on their front. And you had several women get awards. They've just been locking up their awards week in and week out in Big 12 and in the nation. You had senior Carrie Thomas, who earned her 4th career Big 12 honor. And she was named the event specialist of the week for the week of February the 23rd. Again, great week for Oklahoma. Event specialist of the week. This is the 5th time that an Oklahoma Sooner has won that one as well. And again, the Oklahoma Sooners women's gymnastics team is just killing it. They're crushing it week in and week out. They're up in the top 3 in the nation in the standings. And you can't ask for much more for what they're doing. And they're continuing to just build and build and build. And it's going to be a team that's going to be threatening for a national championship this year. And they're going to have several of their gymnasts have an opportunity to score big and win big. And when they get to the national championship, it's going to be really fun to watch. You know, we're not a big gymnastics expert here, but I can tell you that watching these girls perform, you know, at least the little bit that I've seen, they're a lot of fun to watch. There's a lot of energy, a lot of emotion and fantastic technique. Gymnastics is always one of those that during the Olympics is one of those that's must watch for myself and my wife. Anytime that they're on in the Summer Olympics, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And so make sure that you're going to Soonersports.com. You can see some of the highlights over there for women's gym and some of the performances that they put on. Make sure you definitely hit that up. And then the other one, Big 12 Wrestler of the Week went to Justin Thomas. So shout out to Justin Thomas, to the Oklahoma men's wrestling team. Thomas is currently ranked number 10 in the country, according to Soonersports.com. And even though the Sooners wrestling team lost in Bedlam this past weekend, Thomas was able to get a big win over Wyatt Sheets in that matchup. It was a revenge match and a bounce back match for him. He was able to beat Sheets, who had beaten him earlier in the season in the first Bedlam attempt. And again, according to Soonersports.com, it's the 51st time that a wrestler has won Wrestler of the Week for Oklahoma. And that's the third most in the conference. And it just goes to speak of how fantastic the Oklahoma men's wrestling team is. And again, according to Soonersports.com, this is the fifth time that a Sooners wrestler has won Wrestler of the Week twice in a season. So again, shout out to Justin Thomas. Congratulations to him and to Addy De Jesus and to Kerry Thomas. Again, congratulations on being named Event Specialist, Gymnast of the Week, and Wrestler of the Week for the Big 12. And coming up next, we'll spend some time talking about the Oklahoma Sooners football team, some big things that have gone on over there, some big news, something that I'm looking forward to watching play out this spring, seeing how some of this transfer portal stuff impacts the wide receiver room in particular, and who's going to be able to step up. We'll talk about that next, coming up on the Locked On Sooners podcast. But first, let me talk to you a little bit about betonline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. You can even get in on future predictions, future betting opportunities for Spencer Rattler's odds to win the Heisman, Oklahoma's odds to win the national championship this coming up fall. So you'll want to go to betonline.ag. BetOnline has everything covered for you, even award shows, TV shows, and reality TV. You need to bet on The Bachelor? Well, go to betonline.ag. They got real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. So go to betonline.ag. They've got you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. If you head on over to the website or you use your mobile device to sign up today, you can receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using the promo code LOCKEDON. So go to betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And today on Locked On College Football, it's Wade and Ward Wednesdays on Locked On College Football. Hosts Andrew Wade and Jay Stevens get you over the Wednesday hump as they discuss the biggest storylines across the nation and start our experts' look at the upcoming weekend of college football action or college football news. So subscribe to Locked On College Football wherever you get your podcasts. And now I just want to talk about a couple things that I'm really looking forward to seeing play out this spring in particular for the Oklahoma Sooners football team. You know, I think one thing that we kind of underrated heading into the fall of 2020 during COVID with limited practice time, no spring football, abbreviated summer fall camp, is the opportunity for Spencer Rattler to work with the center, Creed Humphrey, to work with Lincoln Riley on getting play calls in, you know, practicing the offense and working in the offense. The more you work in the offense, the better you'll get, right? Presumably, if you have more practice time, you're going to get more efficient in the offense. You're going to have a better understanding of what Lincoln Riley's wanting to do offensively. And Spencer Rattler didn't really have that time. The other thing that he didn't really have as much opportunity to work or to do is to work with the wide receivers and the tight ends. You know, obviously, he had some of that practice time, you know, with the second, third team, scout team last year when he was the backup to Jalen Hurts. However, it wasn't he wasn't the guy, you know. Like, the starters in college football are going to take a huge percentage of the snaps. And when you're the backup in practice, you're going to get, you know, some second team snaps, some scout team snaps, but it's not going to be as focused and as it could be as focused, but it's not going to be like getting you ready for a football game. It's not preparation for you to get ready to go play a football game. And it's a very different dynamic when you're the starter. The starter getting starter reps is about getting you prepared to play football on Saturdays. And so he didn't really get spring ball to get prepared mentally and physically to go play football on Saturdays. I think that's why we saw some of him, you know, some of the chances that he took when he was thrown into double and triple coverage. Maybe he should have pulled the ball down. Maybe it was him just trying to force things because he wasn't seeing everything else. I think that's why we saw him improve later on down the line, not only after the Texas game and getting benched there, but just becoming more and more comfortable in the offense as the season went along. I think that was probably the case for a lot of the Sooners because they were breaking in a lot of new guys. You know, the wide receiver crew has had a lot of turnover, and Spencer Rattler was still trying to familiarize himself with that group of receivers as well. You know, and when you have a true freshman like Martin Mims become your leading receiver, it, you know, there's an acclimation period that everybody has to undertake. And so one thing I'm really excited about seeing this spring is Spencer Rattler getting more time in Lincoln Riley's offense, getting an opportunity to just put that stuff out on the practice field, not have to, you know, go in to fall with an abbreviated camp. And again, I'm not here trying to make excuses for Spencer Rattler or for the offense and why maybe they weren't as efficient or didn't perform as well as we thought they could early in the season. It's more just to say, like, there's an opportunity for a lot of growth this spring because he's going to get more of an opportunity to be in Lincoln Riley's offense and spend more time with Lincoln Riley in the film room and studying the things that they do in practice, what's working, what's not working. Just having more and more dialogue, more and more opportunity to see how this offense is supposed to run and getting more of an opportunity to work with the wide receivers that are going to be his lead guys coming into the fall. I mean, he was expecting Charleston Rambo to kind of take a step up. I think we all were, and he really didn't do it. We were expecting maybe Jaden Hazelwood to be more available than he was, and he really wasn't. And so it's going to be really interesting to see. I'm really excited to see how Spencer Rattler and the wide receiver group really mesh this spring. Because he's going to have Theo Weiss back. He's going to have Marvin Mims, Jaden Hazelwood as his top three wide receivers. And I think that's really going to bode well for him as he just works through the spring and works through practice and then just gets ready for the fall. And then that brings us to another wide receiver heading into the transfer portal. That's Theo Howard. And, that's definitely a loss. You know, so much about college football is having good depth. And one of the things that Oklahoma was really going to be relying on going into the season is their depth. Now they lose a player that's had some experience. Yeah, so losing Theo Howard, it's not a huge loss because he's probably not going to be one of their top three wide receivers, but he's probably going to be their fourth guy off the bench. However, they've got a lot of really strong players coming in through this recruiting class. And so I think they're going to be pretty well set heading into 2021. It's just, you like to have as many guys with experience as you possibly can. They already lost Charleston Rambo to the transfer portal, now Theo Howard. But again, you got guys like Marvin Mims, Theo Weiss, Jaden Hazelwood. Jaden Hazelwood, who didn't really get a lot of run last year, but did show in the game against Florida just the athleticism and ability that he has and why people are so excited about his potential in Lincoln Riley's offense. I think there's still an opportunity for him to show that he can be a really productive player for Lincoln Riley, for Spencer Rattler in this offense. The other thing I'm really looking forward to watching is I'm looking forward to seeing Caleb Williams, even if he's not going to be the guy, if he's not going to, supplant Spencer Rattler as the starting quarterback. I'm looking forward to seeing him get together with Lincoln Riley, get in this offense, start working, start building, start growing, and seeing where he's going to be. I mean, even if he's not the starter this year, it's going to be a great opportunity for him to sit and learn and grow without the pressure of having to be the guy week in and week out in 2021, and then be ready to take over, presumably in 2022, if Spencer Rattler does indeed go to the NFL, like many are assuming and presuming that he will do. The other thing I'm looking forward to seeing is Austin Sogner get back on the field. It was a real, real shame that he got hurt against Baylor because he was having a fantastic season. I think heading back into 2021, I think we'll see him bounce back and be recovered from that injury and be able to put together a full season and probably thrust himself into the conversation as one of the top tight ends going into 2022's NFL draft. A lot to really be excited about. I know spring ball is still a little bit away, but there's going to be so much to talk about here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. You definitely want to stick around. Make sure you're subscribed to that. My partner, David Walker, you can follow him on Twitter at @D_walk74. We will continue to break down everything that's happening with the Oklahoma Sooners. We will talk about what we're expecting to see, what we're hoping to see, what we're looking forward to seeing about the Oklahoma Sooners football team heading into the spring, heading into the fall. We'll also continue to have you covered for March Madness. Make sure you go to our Twitter account @LockedOnSooners. You can find our brackets. We have put up a Sooner Madness bracket where you can go and vote for the first round. It's voting in today on Wednesday. You can vote for the best Sooner of all time. So we've got 32 matchups for you to vote on. The next round will come after that. We'll have the next 16 matchups after that, and the Sweet 16 will come after that. So a lot of fun there. We're just looking to have a lot of fun. I mean, there's a good chance that we underseeded some folks, that we overseeded some folks, but really it's just about having fun, having conversation, creating dialogue, because that's what all this is about. We just love to talk sports. We love talking Oklahoma athletics with you. We love talking football. David, former Oklahoma Sooners offensive lineman, I've been covering football now for the last 5 years. I cover the Dallas Cowboys for InsideTheStar.com. And I'm excited and we love just talking here. If you're new to the show, please, please go and subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. We're available on Apple, Google, Spotify, radio.com. And if you like what you hear, please go and leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. That just helps more and more people find out about the show. It helps us get higher in the rankings, and then more people will discover Locked On Sooners. Make sure you share it with your friends. If you've got a Sooners fan that doesn't know about Locked On Sooners, please go and share it with them. Thank you to all of you who follow us on Twitter, that follow us on Facebook. Thank you for just listening each and every week. We appreciate you so much. I know David, and I can speak for David, that the fun of doing this show is that we're getting to talk to you. It's like we hope that this is just a conversation with you all, the Sooners fans. And that's really what it's about for us. We just love having fun and talking Sooners football, talking Sooners sports all together. And so we're going to have more great content this week. So make sure you're subscribed wherever you get your podcasts. We are a daily show Monday through Friday here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. For my partner, David Walker, who's sitting out this week, got some personal things going on. My name is John Williams. I'll catch you tomorrow. Boomer Sooner.